Blog Talk Radio.
It is time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar York, on the BTR platform, where we are chatting about the Word, and from the Word, putting that all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, getting out all his benefits. A good morning to cool outside. Isn't it cool outside? It's cool. It's cool outside this morning here in the great state of Ohio. But we're so glad to be with you this morning here on Chatting from the Word. And we hope you have your ears on, and we hope that you are listening this morning. Again, we are so glad to be so 286 on the BTR platform, and we are so delighted to be with you on this wonderful day. Yes, we are. Amen. And amen. Yes. You heard me talk in the background. I was there, and I was just telling them what we were discussing yesterday about the program. So if you heard it, that's what you heard. But we're so delighted to be with you this morning and to bring on another episode of Chatting from the Word. Oh, my friend, the Lord has benefited all of us with another wonderful day, another chance to be alive. Another chance to be able to walk around with good stuff. He has blessed us with another benefit of another wonderful day. We that are on the top soil and not the soil on top of us, and we that are on this side of heaven with another wonderful day, giving all of us on this side of heaven, another chance to make what's right and not wrong in our lives right. And to walk closer and closer with him. Hey. And we are so glad to do it. Yes, we are. We are so glad to do it. And we hope that you have your ears on and listening and ready to praise the Lord. Are you ready to praise the Lord, my friend? Because here on Chatting from the Word, praising the Lord is what we do. Amen. And we're so glad that you are with us. And if this happened to be your first time listening in, we want to welcome you to the program, but not just only welcome you to the program, but we would love for you to know that you are our honor guest, and we thank you this morning, and we applaud you for listening in to us. And having your ears on. Amen and amen. Again, we're so delighted that you're with us and that you're listening. But this time, we want to ask you for your contribution. If you have not turned in your contribution as of yet, we hope that you do it today. Turn in your contribution so that we can keep this fine program and going. Amen and amen. And if you wonder where to send your contributions, we do have a kind of PayPal. Just pull up the PayPal webpage, paypal.com, and put in my email address, which is lowercase, oscaryork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is oscaryork3443@gmail.com. Or you can go to Zelle and do the same. Put in my email address, oscaryork3443 oskyyork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is oskyyork3443@gmail.com. And begin with $5. Begin with $5 and up so that we can keep this fine program rocking and rolling. Hey, what are you listening to? What are you listening to? Well, you're listening to Chatting from the Word. And I am your host, Brother Oscar York, the voice, on the BTRO platform, where we are chatting about the Word, from the Word, and putting the all-important snap in your Christian walk. And we are so, so glad to do it. Yes, we are. We are so glad to put that snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. And we hope that you're keeping your ears on and you're listening to the. But Brother Oscar recognized that some have not even got up yet because some places it's not 9:30, it's earlier or it's later. So whenever you listen to the program, that is a beautiful thing. And again, we would love to thank you for listening to the program. Amen. And amen. Good morning. This is the part of the program where we'll give you a shout out, thanking you for listening to the program, and just to tell you, good morning to you all that are listening this morning, and to you all who are going to listen later on. And we thank you for listening to the program, and we do appreciate you. So we say this spot in the program just to let you know how much we do appreciate you listening to the program here on Chatting from the Word. And my good morning call. Let's move on. It is time for us to do a snapshot from today. This is our snapshot to let you know what you are in store to listen to here on Chatting from the Word this morning, because we want to give you something to listen to. We don't want to give you nothing to listen to. We want to give you something to listen to. Now, you heard our introductory song, which was sung by Steve Adams. Hallelujah, singing hallelujah, sung Adams. And in the few would be our prayer time. Our prayer time would be the few. And if you want to read our scripture text during our prayer time, we'll be coming from Philippians 1:3-8. That is Philippians 1:3-8. If you care to read along with us, that's where our prayer time reading will come from. Prince Acapella will be singing Sweet Hour of Prayer. Yes, they are. They're going to be singing Sweet Hour of Prayer. And of course, the message, the chat this morning, the chat And we hope that you have your ears on long enough to hear the chat, because we are going to, in the chat this morning, and I'm going to give you a little highlight of now on this discussion. Let me start off by saying many people are going to be upset, but the truth is the truth. And what we're going to talk about is, first of all, behave, okay? Because this is what Paul is dealing with in the first letter that he wrote to the Corinthian church, chapter 11. We're going to be talking on yesterday, on last Friday. We already talked about the ordinances and how precept upon precept. And we hit just a tiny bit on that on yesterday when we were discussing Genesis, the second chapter, when God created man and then he created woman. We talked a little bit about that on yesterday. So what we are going to do today, I'm going to continue on discussing that. And of course, we're talking to the church, the called out, because that's who Paul is talking to. And we subtopic our lesson, follow me as I follow Christ. And the scriptures that we're going to use will be coming from 1 Corinthians 11, 1 through 11, Genesis 2, 7, 13 through 25, Timothy 2, 9 through 15, Ephesians 5, 20 to 27, and Isaiah 28 and 10. Those are the scriptures that we are going to try to squeeze in our chat time. And again, if you have something to add to the chat, you can call this number. The number is 319-527-22. The number is 319-527-6722. If you have something to say with on the chat time. Now, we don't want no foolishness. Brother Oscar goes to say it just like that. I don't want no stupid talk here. We're talking about the Word of God. And if you could add something to it, we welcome that. With the way that Paul is talking here, many, especially women, are going to get upset at what Paul is talking about, who is the head. And many men would be upset too, because many men today, as we said on yesterday, are not doing as they should do, being the head. Okay? And my friend, that was your snapshot of the program today. Yo, snap. Are you ready to get on board the gospel explosion? The explosion. And if you have your tickets out, Get on board the gospel explosion. The gospel explosion.
Oh.
This is our prayer time, and if you have a prayer request that you want to pray for here or in chatting from the Word, you can send it to me email address, which is lowercase oscaryork3443@gmail.com. Send it to chattingfromtheword@gmail.com, or you can put it on any page that you're listening to the program through, or you can put it on my Facebook page. Or you can call it in if you're listening to the program at this time. And that call-in number is 319-527-6722. That call-in number is 319-527-6722. And as always, if you have a prayer request that you want to keep confidential, that's fine with us here on Chatting from the Word. We do respect your confidentiality. Just simply say, Brother Oscar, pray for me and call my name. And I'd be so blessed and so delighted to do just that. Again, if you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for here on Chatting from the Word, those avenues to get your prayer request to us. And as always, keep in prayers those that have been requesting prayers, those who have lost loved ones, those that are going through some difficult time at this time, the Uvalde, Texas parents who lost their babies, and others who lost mothers and father, and of course the Russia-Ukraine situation, and in prayer to make a difference in the world when it comes to the Gospel of Jesus Christ, and of course, pray for your brother here, Brother Oscar. Pray for me as I pray for you. Our scripture text for our prayer time will be taken from Philippians 1, verses 3, Philippians 1, 3 to 8, and if you have a copy of God's Word, and if you would love to read along with us, you're welcome to do just that. Again, that's Philippians 1, 3 through 8. And the Apostle Paul penned these words to the Philippian church. He said, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always every prayer of mine, for you all make requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, the very thing that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me, think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense of the confirmation of the gospel. Ye all are of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And here, Apostle Paul is saying, I thank you, Philippians, for constantly praying for me. I thank you, Philippians, for keeping me on your mind. And we all keep each other on our mind in the world in which we live in today. It's in a terrible, if you're asking Brother Oscar, it is in a terrible place. We need all the prayers we can muster to the Lord. We that can give prayer to the Lord, we need to pray and say, Father, help us. Father, help us. So, my friend, are you ready to approach the throne of grace where we may find help and need? Our Father, who sits high and looks low, Father of Abraham, Isaac, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father of us all, Father, we come to you this morning in humble submission, bowing our minds, hearts, and souls to you, Father. First of all, Father, in thanksgiving. Father, thank you for watching over us on last TV. Thank you for waking us up this morning, giving us a benefit of another wonderful, wonderful day. Giving us another opportunity, Father, to make what's wrong in our lives right and to walk closer and closer with you. And Father, we come thanking you for allowing your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to show us, to show us how to love, to show us how to live, and to help us connect with you. And taking upon the cross, becoming sin, who knew no sin, so that our sins may be washed away in his blood. Oh, Father, we thank you so much for that. Oh, Father, we pray for you, Father, we thank you, parents who lost their babies, and others who lost mothers and the Father. Father, we come praying for you. Father, we pray that you receive a misfortune and teach him how to love. Keep love so that he can stop all the evil things in the body. Oh, Father, come down for the world in which we live. And Father, we recognize this immense world we live in. Father, we just ask that you help us as Christians to shine our light in the hope that someone may see the light and come to Jesus. Oh, Father, we come down for those that have lost loved ones. At this time, Father, come pray for those who have lost loved ones at the hands of the police. Father, come pray for each family that has a police officer in them that gave their lives to the line of peace. We pray, Father, that you come to them. Oh, Father, we pray for the political leaders, all of our political leaders at this time. Father, we pray for us to bring us worship in you. The Father make laws we all can live in peace and harmony. Oh, Father, prayer for the church at this time. Father, we pray that you allow the church to continue on being a lighthouse for others through Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we come pray for all of our listeners at this time. Father, we pray that you do with their shortcomings, leave their doubts and fears, cast their doubts and fears, other things that they won't be surfaced anymore. Oh, Father, we come pray for our program chatting from you. And we pray that you help us to keep it on the air. Help us keep on chatting about the word and from the word. Father, help us to protect the word and hope that we can help someone come closer to the light, which is Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray for those that are going through some changes. We pray for those that are lost ones. They're trying to make a difference in the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. As far as always, keep us encouraged and never discouraged. In Jesus' blessed name do we pray. Amen and amen. I would love to thank you for reading our scripture text along with us, for praying along with us, and we hope that we prayed for something that is on your mind.
All right.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. All right. This is the half of the program. I'm looking at my clapping. I'm trying to clap it. You all can't find it anymore. Let me go for it. We are so glad that you're with us. This is our second half, and we are so glad to be with you this morning. And we hope that you keep your ears on and you still listen to us here on Chatting from the Word. Now, you know, we ask for another contribution, that you can get your contributions in this morning. It will be a beautiful, beautiful thing. And we only ask for at least $5. $5. Could you help us on a financial basis to keep this fine program going and going? And if you're wondering what to send your proceeds, we do have an account on PayPal. Just go ahead, head on and pull up the PayPal webpage, paypal.com, and put in my email address, which is lowercase, Oscar York, 3443@gmail.com. Again, that is Oscar3443@gmail.com. Or you can go to Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, and again, put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And if you can do it today, do it today. Help us out here on a financial this fine program and a rolling. And we want to thank you all that are giving to the program and helping us out on a financial basis. And we appreciate your love offering. We really, really do. Couldn't make it without you. And we thank you so much. So much of that. Sometimes I forget to thank those that are giving, and we thank you for you giving to the program very, very much. At this time, I usually tell you where you can listen to the program. And I know we're on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and I believe we're still on iHeartRadio, Spotify. But since we changed providers, since we changed from Spreaker to BTR, Blog Talk Radio, so we still have to do the research on that to where we are coming on at. But we just want to thank you, as always, for keeping your ears on and for listening to us here on Chatting from the Word. We really, really appreciate that very, very much. Hey, what's going on? There we go. I'd like to remind you that you're listening to Chatting from the Word. And I am your host, Brother Oscar, on the BTRO platform, where we are chatting about the Word, from the Word, and putting the all-important snap.
Bless the Lord.
Snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. And we are so just that. I'm trying to meet him here, y'all. Amen. And amen.
Now here is our host brother, Oscar York, the voice of the chapter today. Follow me as I follow Christ.
All right, all right, all right. It is time for that. Yes, it is. It's time for our chat. And we hope that you have a copy of God's Word so that you can follow me in this chat, because I believe this is very important chat, if you ask me, because I believe that Paul here, he set things in order. And he's getting ready to, what he's doing here, he's laying to bring on another major point with what we are having problems with today. And that is the role of the woman and the man, or the role of the husband and the wife. And that's what we are going to talk about on this chat. But before we get into the chat, we want to, as always, say this. Here on Chatting from the Word, we just don't teach, we just don't preach. But what we love to do is to reason with you when it comes to the Word of God. We don't want to talk under you or over you, but what we're trying to do is talk with you and reason with you when it comes to the Word of God. And we hope that's all right. We really do. We hope that we can reason with you when it comes to God's Word. We hope that we can. Because if you ask me, Brother Oscar, if we can reason with our pet dog Rolo to roll over, we should be able to reason with one another when it comes to the Word of God. Especially this morning on this topic, because this topic is a very touchy topic, because many today will get upset if you tell them you must listen to your husband, or husband, you must love your wife. Well, we get upset. We want to fight. But we don't want to fight here. We want to reason with you. And as I entitled the talk for today, the chat for today is Follow Me as I Follow Christ. And let me read what Paul said in verse 1. He said, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." Then Paul is recognized, I'm following Christ. And believe me, he's saying here, you can trust in what I'm saying. And what we want to look at, we talked about Genesis 2, where God made man in his image. And then he recognized man was lonely, And he brought all the, he made all the animals for Adam to name them. Adam named them, but that was not found a helper for Adam. So God calls a deep sleep. The God, Lord God, calls a deep sleep to on Adam and took out one of his ribs, and out of that rib he created a woman. And Adam said, this is the bones of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken from me. The point that we try to make here, we must recognize without man, don't get upset with Brother Oscar, I'm just a messenger. Don't get upset with Brother Paul. But without man, there will be no woman. And here in the lesson that Paul is teaching, he is using something. He is talking about something that the Corinthian church can relate to here when it talks about the head, who is the head. He talks about the worship in the temple. And talk about the traditions that Jews had back then to bring a pivotal point. What he is trying to say here, he is trying to allow the Corinthian church to recognize who is your head, who is your head, and many today are confused on who is. Let me read verse 3. Let's begin with verse 3, where Paul said, but I will have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man. Now, underline that word man and woman are husband and wife. And yes, we put it in the context of husband and wife. Is also put in the content of who role it is in the church. So we don't want you to get that content as well, because later in this chapter, Paul going to point out what role a woman plays and what role a man should play in the body of Christ. So we don't want you to forget that. And we are far a long way from that. But here, Paul, he is making some biblical point here. And he is saying he is comparing the head to the worship. And back then they had temple worship. And that is what was one of the Jewish traditions in the temple. And that's what he's talking about, okay? And doing a spiritual work. And so let me finish reading here. Going to go to verse 4. Paul said, every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonored his head. Now, first of all, we must define this word prophesying. Now, the word prophesying has several meanings to it. Prophesying could mean prophesying can mean foretelling the future or the past. But here, Paul is using prophesying as in a way of giving back praise to God. In other words, he said he is talking about worship. Not preaching, not telling anyone fortune, but he is talking worship. Because when we worship God, man or woman, we're presenting ourselves to God in worship. In worship, we sing songs. In worship, we pray. We might not pray out loud, but inwardly, we pray. And back then, under the custom of a Jewish religion, man had that place and woman had her place. Okay? Yes, under the Jewish tradition, it's not in the church today, because that was the Jewish tradition, not our tradition today, to wear a head covering of a man to save his head when he's doing the work of God. Okay? Paul in Acts, I believe, and let me get it right here. He shaved his head when he was getting ready to perform a vow to God. Back then, it was a tradition for a man to shave his head when he is doing a work of God. And I know what many of you are thinking now. Most pictures you see of Christ Jesus, long hair. And we know he came because he was God in the flesh, and he did God's will. Remember the lesson we did on images and how we put faith in what we see on these pictures of God and all that? Right here should allow you to know that Christ did not have really long hair, because he came, he was a Jew. So he followed the traditions of a Jew, and he was here to do God's will. When you're talking about the image of God, Lord Jesus Christ, as he walked on this earth, I can imagine him being bald, because that's what he did. He came down here to do God's bidding and God's will, and the Jewish tradition was for the man to shave his head. So many pictures you see with Jesus Christ, long hair, beard, it should make you think. But here Paul is saying, every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonored his head. Dishonored his head, which is who? Which is God. Which is God. Men, we need to honor our head, which is God. Like I say here, comparing this to the Jewish temple and when they did Jewish work for the Lord in the temple. We don't have temple worshiping anymore. We're all together in the body of Christ. And in verse 5, and Brother Oscar would love to make this his last point he's making. Paul said, for every woman that prayeth or prophesieth with her head uncovered, dishonoreth her head, for that is even all one if she were shaven. In other words, the tradition for the woman was to cover herself up. And some, if you go back to, I think, back in Israel or whatever, women are covering their body up. Back said that is a tradition that they do. We don't do that today in the body of Christ. That's not our tradition, and it's not a rule of law that we do it. But what Paul is trying to point out here, who is the head, who is your head, who is my head, okay? And women, man is the head. Man, you should be the head, and be the head yourself, not be the head, and don't think like God. God is your head, man. Let God be your head. Let God be your head, brothers. And women, let your man be your head. Man, let God be your head, and women, let men be your head. Tomorrow, like I said, this is good. This is getting good. On tomorrow, we're going to try to talk more on chapter 5 and chapter 6. Not chapter, verses 5 and 6. In chapter 11, and if you want to hear what Brother Oscar is going to say, be a part of the audience on tomorrow. That is your chat for today, and we are so delighted to bring this chat to your listening ears this man. And amen. Again, we are so delighted to be with you this morning and to bring on this program and to praise the Lord with you and chat with you on this wonderful, wonderful day. And Brother Oscar, love to thank all you all that listen to us live and you all that's going to listen to us. We want to thank you in advance for listening. And as always, if you have something to say, chat, the number is 319-527-6722, or you can email it to me. Email me your questions and things you want to say, and any of you have emailed me. And Brother Oscar did not mind it, and if you want me to discuss the things you've shared in the email, we will discuss it on the air. Amen and amen. Again, I want to thank you for listening to allowing us to be a part of your day. Amen and amen. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom is here, thy will is in thy Father, we thank you for allowing us to be on this program. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to chat about the role, who role is who. And Father, we want to pray for all of our listeners. Thank you on this morning and those that's come to listen to us later on. And Father, may the grace of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us until we meet again. In Jesus' blessed name do we pray. Amen.
Whoa, amen. Love to somebody. Love to somebody. We're gonna rest.